talking to this podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool.
Wait, so say it one more time.
The same thing we do. It. This is your fourth time?
It's like fourth or fifth. I get nervous every time.
This podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool.
This podcast is brought to you and empowered by Sunday Cool.
Again, you said empowered.
What did you say?
Powered. Just powered.
Oh.
But I do like empowered. We'll stick with that. Right, Andy?
Right, Kels?
I assume Lily's not on the pod.
No, it's just boys being boys.
This podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool, Kelsey.
Watch this.
Watch this.
Or listen.
Or listen.
Or listen too.
Okay.
Hey guys, so spring is upon us, and when spring is here, flowers are here, and with flowers comes allergies, and with allergies, you guys should order through Sunday Cool. All your custom apparel needs are here. Custom t-shirts, hats, stickers, tote bags, whatever your little heart desires. And hey, maybe start your process now for your summer stuff, like VBS, summer camps, all that jazz. Also, Easter is coming up, so you guys should do the RL New Fancy Water Reveal Ink, where when you're submerged in water and you come out, there's a brand new design. It's really cool. So SundayCool.com. Start your order today. Okay, I love you. That's it. You can stop. Stop.
Eagles, Tigers, Bees.
Eagles, Tigers, Bee?
Bees.
Bees.
You want to do the bees?
No, what do you, what's the question?
No, like I have a, like you said, bring something
to
the
okay.
table.
Oh, so
there's what, the.
We have to decide this later. We'll have to decide when it's time. Because it's not his time yet, right? Or are we going to pick now? Under pressure?
Well,
like so this?
He probably could, needs to mentally prepare.
Oh, yeah. Eagle, tiger, or bees?
Well, it's not like a prepare thing. Like,
yeah.
The we're just going to like talk about one topic about the eagle. But then the other two, I'm just going to read like a couple sentences.
You're giving them a lot of information on what's going to happen.
Maybe that's... Let's keep them around.
Yeah.
Thanks,
guys,
Corey.
Eagles, tigers, bees.
And so are you saying eagle one singular like and then tiger singular and then bees
eagle one,
plural?
Eagle one.
As a species group.
I can't even see Corey's face.
Can you not?
No, it's right.
No,
in the center.
I was.
You don't mind? Do you mind moving it?
No.
Okay. Cool.
Adjust.
It's just how can you not look at it?
I know.
You
know? It's hard to connect.
It's hard to really put my all into it if I don't see it. You know what
I'm
saying?
If you don't, you don't.
You get what I'm saying?
I do.
Okay.
I really do.
I love that. I love that for us.
Yo,
maybe give him a slight angle.
Andy did give the noggin a fresh shave this morning in prep for this. So
I do it every day. I don't know what you're talking about. This is like news to you, but like it, you have to, man.
So there's no such thing as just like a quick shower.
As a quick shower?
Yeah.
Quick shower.
Quick shower. No, I do quick showers at night. I do a shower in the morning where I, yeah, everything.
And you put the shaving cream in.
Shaved.
You do two showers a day?
Yeah, one at night and then one in the morning. I've said this multiple times, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
How long before it's gross, like, to not shower? Because I mean, on quite the streak right now.
I usually go.
Really?
It drives me crazy.
It depends on what I do.
If
I'm just at the office, then I'll go, like, 3 days.
What? Yeah, that's wild to me. I couldn't do it.
I'm on day five.
You're lying that you go 3 days.
I do not go. I do.
That's crazy. I'm a two a day.
Yeah.
Do you pay your water bill?
Makes sense.
Well,
baby.
There you go.
I'm on well, too. But I'm afraid that like we're gonna like run up one day, run out.
Yeah, probably.
It's possible.
I think it's just gonna be just changed out with a different liquid. It's like you're just gonna get Pepto Bismol or something like that, like just one day. Like,
yo, I was watching TikTok the other day,
mm-hmm.
and this girl was like, "Why do you think guys are so feminine nowadays?" He said, "Because girls are taking birth control, then they're going to the bathroom." The bathroom then gets cleaned and then goes into the tap water and like guys are drinking birth control.
I love that conspiracy. That's really great. That's honestly, it makes a lot of sense.
To your point, though, I've seen the study where there's like a ton of like remnant opioid and stuff like in our water supply because they don't filter out everything.
That's wild, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Hey, you know what? We live and we learn.
I mean, Andy's obviously not getting any of that. Look at that beard. No female could grow that ever.
Well,
nothing's impossible.
Give it time. Danny just sent me a picture. Mm-hmm. He had a fortune cookie. He opened it, and it says, "You are not illiterate."
See? What?
You are not illiterate.
Wow. It's a good reminder.
Yeah.
It's actually clever.
Yeah.
You're reading it.
You need a little positivity.
Yeah, but they're not supposed to be clever. That's the thing.
Do you imagine?
Where's the fortune? What if that was like the, like, maybe I just need one more.
Your God, fortune give me a sign. Is that you can read.
Into the minds or into the future?
Just
or?
A book.
You're like about
that's
to.
A, that's not as, I already knew that.
That's all I'm getting. That is your fortune. Take it or leave it.
Imagine if you couldn't read and you're like, hey, can someone help me with this?
Man.
Then could you imagine not, you're man. About to give up on life and you're like, I just need a really just good fortune.
One more message.
You're not illiterate.
You are read. Not that dumb. Thank you.
Hey, one more day.
And then you give up. I really needed something on
this
that.
This is off to a great start.
Our dearest Lily has the influenza.
Rest in peace. I mean.
No. She's alive.
Resting.
She's resting in peace.
Peacefully.
She's sick. Yes. She has the influenza. The flu.
She's come down with the influenza.
I give her 48 hours.
Do you hear? Ma got the influenza.
Take this dosage of mercury. You should be fine.
Pray for the worst. What? Pray for the worst?
Rub horse manure on the bottom of your feet 3 times a day.
Eat a raw onion every morning in one bite.
And burn a witch.
Of course, burn a witch. And that goes without saying.
And you should be cured of influenza.
All right.
Okay, fine. I get it.
But we got Corey.
Yeah, we do.
Corey,
People love Corey.
People love Corey.
People on Patreon say, listen, I only got on Patreon so I could see more of Corey. And there is more of Corey on Patreon.
Someone did comment. They're like, Corey, eye candy.
They didn't.
Yeah.
They did.
Quit lying to me.
Dead serious. That's what they said.
He's like, prove it. Let me see more.
Hey, Corey, do you want a song?
Yes.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I do want a song. The last song you guys sang when I was on was
The White Stripes? No.
Yeah.
It wasn't our best performance, let's say that.
I wasn't.
It was that Irish thing.
It hurt my ears for sure. It was hardcore.
I think you're going to like this one. I think this is going to tug at your heartstrings a bit.
This is a tribute. It's a tribute song.
Yes.
What does that mean?
A tribute. Get it. You'll understand.
Like a cover?
Yeah.
Possibly, yeah.
All right, let it rip.
For
let
a great, 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 great man.
Yes.
I'm so ready.
And if this gets flagged, go watch it on Spotify because... This means something.
Absolutely does. We're putting our whole American hearts into this.
That's a good first chord there.
Yeah.
Do you like that?
All right, let's give this a shot.
Why am I nervous?
I'm nervous too. There's a lot of pressure with this one. Don't be nervous.
No, this is good.
Yes!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Okay. All right. I feel good now.
Okay. Human race girls,
human race guys, will always look up and observe, will always recognize when we see that UFO flying. There's a lot of men scared that these aliens will come for us and no one will be spared. My daddy served in the Space Force as a crazy good spy, killing aliens and robots till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy with all humanity. Now this world that we love is falling under attack. A mighty laser beam came flying in from somewhere in the back. They stood there so scary with their big black eyes,
But if you think that they'll beat us, you're in for a surprise. Hey, T, what you doing on a planet like this? And we're gonna shoot you into a black hole abyss. And the poop will fly, and it's definitely gonna smell. When you hear the whole entire world all saying farewell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. All brought to your courtesy of the pee-pee poo-poo. Served and the battle will rage. Our targets are locked and ready to engage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the whole human race. Cause we'll put a probe in your butt if it's the alien way. Hey, E.T., what you doing on a planet like we're gonna shoot you into a black hole abyss. And the poop will fly, and it's definitely gonna smell. When you hear the whole entire world all saying farewell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. All brought to you courtesy of the pee-pee poo-poo.
Good.
Hey, thank you, Toby Keith.
Oh my gosh.
Man, rest in peace, that guy.
That was my favorite one.
That was really
dude,
good.
That was legit dude, my favorite one.
That was
good. One.
That was a lot of fun.
Man. It's just a good song, dude.
Oh, dude,
that song, every time I listen to it, his song, not ours.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm just like, yes.
Dude, it's literally goosebumps every time. I can't explain it.
Dude.
It gets you going,
Toby
man.
Keith, what an amazing man he was.
Yeah, dude. Me and my wife, Kelsey, we were on the front porch last night, literally just at 10 o'clock at night, and she was like, let's just listen to some of our favorites. And we literally just scrolled past, and there were so many from the 90s, early 2000s that were just like hits as a kid.
Yeah. Lily said it best. Lily said...
On the day of, right? The morning of.
When she found out Toby Keith died, she says, it feels like America died. I'm like...
Dang.
Yes.
Toby Keith fan?
Huge.
Yeah.
Who's not? If you're not, then you're not American.
Hey, the Dixie Chicks, maybe? Bro, that drama? That seemed like so traumatic as a kid. I was just like, why? But why did I care? why was a kid hearing about this?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, there was some. It was just a political thing that was Toby Keith and the Dixie Chicks.
Well, yeah, the Dixie Chicks were like all against like the war and stuff. But looking back, I mean, they're not wrong. Yeah. Like, hey, maybe we should get a war.
Toby Keith was the one that buried the hatchet. He had a band member that lost a child, and he kind of like realized that like this is not worth anything. So he kind of backed off and apologized, whatever, and moved on. But it's like, man, what a legend!
What a good guy!
Absolutely, literally performing up to his last days.
Yep.
Yeah, he had like a huge concert in January.
Yeah.
Or December.
Yeah, he went out on top, man. Way too young though, 62. That was crazy.
It's his chord that's doing the buzzing. It's like his whenever he talks, he's like,
it's because he's talking, he's quiet, and his mic is boosted.
Oh, do I need?
You gotta.
Is this better?
Yeah, that works.
I don't know if I can keep that up.
Speaking of.
In tongues?
Keeping things up. I have a question.
Oh, my goodness. We haven't even done the question.
We have not.
I thought you were about to go into a topic, and I was like, before you say that, can I say something? But no, you're good.
You can't not say this thing because I have to say something because this is a question. We gave...
You're doing it right now. Got it. Okay.
We gave the time needed to what we had to say, the amount of time that was needed.
Yep.
But today's question, sent in by a viewer... Does Vladimir Putin just need a hug?
I think you know I have a lot of personal feelings about this.
I know.
Topic.
Yeah, and again, they're just asking.
Yeah. I mean, so I can take some time. Do you think we should let our guest answer? Corey, go ahead. What do you think? Vladimir Putin just needs a hug?
He might. He, like, when you look at him, it looks like his parents didn't tell them they loved him.
Wow.
And he just, like, he kind of has, like, sadness to him. Like, when you look at his,
Very perceptive. Very perceptive. Because I feel that, too. Maybe I just believe that.
Little pat on the back.
No, yeah. I mean, I agree. I think everyone needs a hug.
My thing is, it's, what do we have to lose by doing it? If we do it and nothing happens and he's still the same guy, at least he got another hug.
Yeah.
A good thing happened. And the best case scenario, he says, you know what? Truce.
Yeah.
Here's my money.
Hey,
take my land.
You gave me a hug. I'm a different person now.
Yeah. So maybe we should just,
war sounds like the start now.
Yeah.
Now that I felt affection and love.
Wait, so war wouldn't exist if just people just hugged more?
I think that's exactly the conclusion that we're arriving at.
So we should travel to Russia and hug Vladimir Putin?
I guess.
I think we should travel to Russia and hug Vladimir Putin.
Vladdy,
to end all wars.
We know you're watching. Please invite us. We'd love to hug you.
We'd love to give you a hug, Vladdy.
Right, Corey?
Me too.
Yes. I'll give him a hug. Well, you heard it here first, guys.
Group hug.
Hugs with Vladdy will end the war.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most
has it empty your mind?
You learn martial arts.
Hey, that's full circle, baby.
Hey, look at that. Oh.
Hey, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
We have 1 million subscribers on YouTube.
It's not set up.
Oh.
Do the guitar one. Do the guitar one.
Yeah! 1 million subscribers!
Yeah, we did it!
You million!
You made it happen! You made it!
He made it happen. We all made it happen.
There we go. Perfect. 1 million subscribers.
Corey's like, what just happened?
Is happening right now?
This is nice. All right. This is nice. Every time I'm just working, it's normal, and I come in here, so much energy and positivity.
We try, man.
A lot of love. It kind of gets me going. It takes me a minute to get acclimated.
It's one of those things. You just gotta, if you're not doing it every week, it's like cardio, right?
Just
that's what we do.
Yeah, we'll do a 1 million celebration episode when we get Lilith.
Yeah, we can't do it without her.
Whenever Lily decides to not be sick.
Yeah.
I mean,
come on.
We have work to do. People always talk about like the man flu, how they always go around the house like, oh, I'm so sick. It's like, no, it's the opposite.
Yeah. Did she use her powers to not be here? Her hours.
Oh, hours.
Like, did she clock out?
Yes, she did.
Okay.
Well,
we can't say anything legally then.
Yeah. But I am discovering this week that it is very hard to be a mother.
Tell me about that.
Dude, because she was like really sick. And like, so I was like, I've been like really taking care of the kids and like getting them ready for Ada for school and like all this stuff. And this is the most tired I've ever been.
Yeah.
And so shout out all the moms out there because it's hard. It's a really hard job.
Every time I'm like, Kelsey's gone or something, I have to take care of the girls like just like overnight and stuff. And throughout the days, like it'll just be like, oh, I'm going to get so much stuff done. Like I'm just gonna be able to get so much stuff done when I'm home. I'm like, there's nothing getting done. It's worse shape. I'm literally scrambling on the last day before she comes home. Just so I like pick up and like, oh, it wasn't bad, that bad.
Go moms.
Yay, moms.
You did it.
Congratulations.
I had a fantastic one.
Yeah.
Couldn't have been better.
Yeah. I mean, but you are also a husband of 3 kids.
Married 15 years.
A father of 3 kids. Not a husband of 3 kids.
Married
a husband
15 years.
And a father of 3 kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 15 years married.
I admire you tremendously in the way you lead your family.
Yeah. What are their names again? I forget your kids' names.
Yeah.
Toby. Well,
is that your oldest?
Yeah.
Girl?
Boy.
Boy. Okay.
She's six. Colton?
Nice.
Four. Boy. And then little girl, 2 years old in April, April 17th, Charlotte.
Wow. That's amazing. Like the web. Yeah.
That's incredible. Yeah. What's your wife's name again? Because I've met her once, but I can't remember.
Gretchen.
Gretchen.
That's good. Wow.
Are you guys making fun of my wife's name? Of course, I don't know
that, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Making fun of my wife's name?
No, that's not what I'm doing at all. Corey, please. How could I forget a name like that? It was silly that we forgot.
Yeah, that's why we're laughing.
We feel bad. Yeah. I apologize.
Unbelievable.
What's she like?
She's very type A. If I raise my voice, she will hit me.
Oh, wow.
But with love.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
As like a disciplinary, because she wants me to be the best person I can
be. Yeah, like don't spare the rod.
But,
wow. I respect that.
It's nice.
Now, how did you propose? I can't remember. You told me like it was a crazy story, and like you had some like you traveled somewhere to a country or different country.
Mm-hmm.
How did you
propose? We went hiking in Argentina.
Whoa! Hey.
She slipped, fell down a small rock face.
Uh-huh.
You know, all the pebbles and stuff. Slipped, was really hurt, broken leg.
Whoa!
And in that moment, I was like, "Oh my gosh, she's perfect." Had to do it. And then...
Did you push her? Then, was that the plan? Was that in the...
Just like stuck a toe out. Then medevaced her straight out.
Oh, wow.
That is romantic.
That is, yeah.
She's the one.
No, yeah. That's my girl. No, found true love right in the face of death.
That's romantic. Really cool.
Yeah.
That is really romantic. I'm afraid to talk about all the stuff I have written down today.
Yeah, you've been like pre-warning me for the past 2 days about like how dark these subject matters are.
Yeah.
So I have downloaded some palate cleanser photos, some media that we can consume between the stories if we need it.
Okay.
If they are that dark.
How will we know? Like, is there like a signal? Should I like?
Yeah, after Josh discusses, we can kind of, you know, we can figure it out.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Man, I don't know. I'm like, this is like,
what is the theme of all of them?
End of the world.
Okay. Yeah. Let us pick. Can we pick? Can we vote? Kind of like how you're voting with the animals.
Can you? I brought the happy. I brought the happy.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Corey's got some happy stuff.
So I got end of the world stuff. I have some things regarding lasers and the powers that be using them. And then I also have stuff involving the sun.
Mm.
And then I have something kind of nice. And then I have something about Mr. Bean.
Okay. Mr. Bean needs to be for last, I feel
Who
like.
Who is Mr.
I love
Bean?
Mr. Bean. Rowan Whoa! Atkinson? Is it Rowan Atkinson? Is that his name?
Something like that.
Yeah.
The Bean?
Yeah. Mr. Bean.
Like
the silent
guy?
No.
Let's start for this.
Mr. Beans.
Yeah.
It's Beans.
No, Mr. Bean.
He's in the movie.
The British.
Yeah. I thought it was Beans.
It's Bean, right?
It's Bean. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe that's me.
My bad.
You're talking about the one when he does with his brothers, Mr. Beans.
Mm.
My brother works at a laser lab, so maybe don't expose him.
I want to expose him.
A lab.
I like lasers.
A laser lab?
All right.
Well, I like lasers.
Let's start it off. You guys hear about those fires in Chile?
I saw pictures. No. Yeah.
Okay.
What's happened with that?
Did they win the contest?
This past week, a lot of people died, Corey.
Great.
A lot of people died.
Let's take a walk, dude.
The fires in Chile.
Yeah.
Dude.
Okay.
Okay, so it happened in a city, Viña del Mar. Right? And the way it happened was eerily similar to what happened in Maui. Mm-hmm. And the weird connection is that Viña del Mar, so you know how Maui, they're talking about Maui becoming the first city in Hawaii to be a smart city.
Okay. Yeah.
So like independent of
Lahaina.
Lahaina.
Yeah.
Sorry, Lahaina. Viña del Mar was the headquarters of smart city business for Chile.
No way.
Yes. But these fires, same scenario. All of a sudden, it was like a little fire started, high winds, and like there was no warning. A lot of people died. And I saw a video today of this dude who was like going through the wreckage of like a little outskirt of Vina Del Mar, and there was a blue house completely unburnt.
No way.
And I don't know if you've heard about this whole thing with the conspiracy of the DEW, mm-mm, which is the direct energy weapon.
Mm.
But lasers cannot burn the color blue. So in Hawaii, in Lahaina, there was basically like everything was just like burnt to a crisp. Like cars were like melted. But yet there was like just blue umbrellas, just completely unburnt.
Unfazed.
Anything blue was not burnt. There's like all these cars that were melted, and then there's a blue car not melted.
I have family who like was walking through the area, and they literally said their warehouse is green and blue. All the green ones are scorched. All the blue ones are still standing and fine. But it's like, there's one, not one. There's one. Literally makes no sense.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they say what is about the blue?
It's just something with the laser can't penetrate the pigment of blue.
And it's like,
there's a video. I'll show you a video after this. Yeah, like that's incredible. They're doing like a laser that's like burning different cloths that are different colored.
Like in science labs and everything.
Yeah, and like when it hits the blue one, nothing. And it's wild. I don't know why. But then there's all those like buildings in China and stuff that are starting to paint their rooftops blue.
Yeah.
Weird stuff.
Yeah, I painted my roof blue. Shingles.
We should paint all our roofs blue, yeah, honestly, at this point.
I am about to get a new roof. I might have to go blue.
Do it. But a weird connection. Don't fact check me. Well, maybe fact check me. Fact check me. I heard someone talking about this. There was a coincidence with the fires in Maui, in Lahaina, where it just so happened that day there was a satellite right above Maui. Mm-hmm. Guess who owned that satellite?
Elon Musk.
Bill Gates.
CERN.
No way.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Bringing CERN back to our NAB's genesis right there.
And a couple years ago, CERN discovered what they called the fifth force of nature called cosmic energy. And so they've been doing a lot of research and studies and experiments with cosmic energy, because cosmic energy is some of the most, like, how would you say? Like,
Complex,
but it's like the most highly
efficient.
Not efficient. It's like it's just really good. Like it's
clean. What's the word? What's the word?
Sound it out.
Powerful. Energy.
Okay,
that was the word.
I know. I was like, it's a simple word, and yeah, I forgot it. Powerful energy.
Yeah.
So like figuring out how to harness it. So that's what this satellite is doing. Is like figuring out how to harness cosmic energy that comes in from the cosmos.
Yeah.
And when it hits the Earth's atmosphere, it spreads out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like they're trying to figure out how to take it, harness it.
Contain it, yeah.
And use it for different
for things. Good things, probably.
Like lasers.
Like lasers that set places on fire.
And so I went off on this whole little rabbit trail yesterday. I'm like, can you take cosmic energy and weaponize it?
Mm-hmm.
And there's this whole blog thing about cosmic energy and the science behind it and like using it for technology, for computers, all this stuff. Excuse me. But then it got to the section to where it said weaponization. It said, if the technology falls into the wrong hands, there's a risk of its use for destructive purposes. Cosmic energy's immense power could be harnessed to create devastating weapons capable of causing widespread harm and destruction.
Jeez.
And so it's like, what?
Yeah. And so like, how do we know the technology? I mean, there's no way of knowing whether they've accessed that technology or not, right?
I did about 30 minutes of reading. So
yeah, but they wouldn't let us know that probably, right?
They probably would, but not in like the full.
Yeah.
I mean, every source of energy has the potential to be weaponized. Like gasoline causes fires, you know, electricity can kill you.
Yeah.
And so I want to know what makes that type of energy like more dangerous than others.
Well, that's the thing, that they like just discovered this energy, because it's this immensely powerful energy that is like, in theory, could power the entire Earth, like, yeah, no more like coal, all that stuff. It could literally become like the new nuclear energy, you know, but it's like from space.
Yeah.
Billionaires are sweating right now.
I mean, but like, I mean, Tesla's onto it. Tesla figured out how to like contain or like collect energy from the atmosphere that came in from space to create electricity.
Yeah.
And so they're, that's like kind of like what they're doing now.
But then the batteries though. Mm. So it's just like, at what cost?
But then I came across this book article thing from the Australian Air Force. And it's literally airforce.gov.au. And I read the thing and it says you can use this information as long as you give credit. So we have to put the link in the description. Nice. But it's all about DEWs and the technology of DEWs.
Man,
the
that's
direct
scary.
Energy weapons. And I'll just read some of the stuff that they said.
It's Australian.
Oh, all right. No, I'm not going to do that.
Come on. When
the DEW generates light and energy amplified by stimulated emissions of radiation, i.e. laser, to start a quantum fire. Mm. Right?
Yeah.
Weird. And then going down the thing. I'm not going to do Australia anymore. I appreciated that, though. Yeah, yeah. There are different types of system designs for a DEW to output different forms of varying levels of energy. These design variations are each more efficient in different applications, ranging from low-energy systems that cause physical discomfort to controlling crowds to temporarily disrupting the functioning of electro-optical sensors, through to high energy systems for causing material damage. Some of these designs have already been introduced into service by different military forces around the world.
The word was efficient, by the way.
What?
When I said the word you're looking for the type of energy was efficient.
Callback.
Actually.
But yeah, they're saying that these DEWs, like the amount of power that they can output, you can either target a crowd and make them cause them to be have discomfort.
Like tasing them.
I guess. Or maybe just like.
It's literally. I mean, do we not. When we think about aliens and their UFOs and the tractor beam things, like that holds things still.
Yeah.
Like, is that not literally it?
But like
wouldn't that be.
Frequency is such like a weird thing.
Control of groups.
Well, it's kind of like the. What's the Obama movie?
Leave the world behind.
Leave the world behind. Yeah. Like that whole thing with the frequency thing.
Yeah, yeah. And, like and that's a real thing. The Cuba?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? That happened in Cuba where they played the
Havana syndrome. That's what it was called.
They play a tone that's at a different frequency or whatever where it literally causes migraines, teeth to fall out. It's crazy.
Like the dog. Like the dog whistle. Essentially like a dog whistle thing. Like we can't hear it, but it
affects us biologically. Like how would that's so scary.
Dude, I don't know, dude, but like this whole thing is like
yeah.
It's freaky.
Yeah.
Dude, weapons are getting scary now. Like it used to be so simple back in the day. Like you'd have to like take 30 seconds between shots because you have to load your muzzle. And now it's like this is like alien technology, it feels like.
Dude, and like I don't know because I barely did any research because I just came across it. But the connection with like the smart cities and stuff, like, because supposedly this
Region, the wildfires in Canada. Trudeau trying to get the smart cities and everyone located that we talked about that.
I didn't even think about that,
dude. And all we live that was the DEW. That was the whole thing that we thought.
Why are they everyone trying to burn it up then?
What if push people towards cities instead of rural areas?
I got why you have to do it. Because everything's built on a grid, and if you need to rebuild the grid, you need everybody to sign off on reconstruction.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you can't, we got to, like, go under your house to, like, run a line. You're going to be like, no, I live here. You can't do that. Don't have a house anymore.
That's wild.
But also, the whole thing about the smart cities is tracking people and letting people not leave the city was... like being able to control everyone. Like,
yeah.
So you would have to have everyone inside that city limits.
Yeah.
Dude.
We're two for two for this uncovering some conspiracies.
This is one of those things where you just don't know if you're like, you know, you see a car and then you like, and then now you see it everywhere. Yeah. It's like, are we just seeing connections for like no reason? But like,
it's
it
all
seems
catching
weird.
Up.
It
it's all catching weird. Up.
Dude, my mom literally called me last week and she was like, you should... you know, this is how people disappear. She's like, you should be careful.
They're not going to get us. What are we?
Look at me.
No, if some we've all agreed that if someone from Big Up came and threatened us,
don't give them ideas.
We'd be like,
okay,
that's it.
We'll wrap it up.
Yeah, we'll just do fart jokes from now on.
What's this?
Hey there.
I don't know anything.
Oh, go go. So if next Friday there's a Carl video instead of a podcast, you'll know what happened.
Yeah. So if this podcast ever ends abruptly,
yeah,
you know why.
You know.
They don't care about us.
We just signed our fate. They're like, well, we were going to tell them to stop, but
now
we got to. Maybe they'll just slap the Alex Jones label on us like, they're crazy.
Yeah, they're crazy. These guys are whatever.
You guys are wackos.
Yeah.
That was fun.
The way you did scream chemtrails last week was very Alex Jonesy.
Oh, no. I just turned.
Chemtrails! Chemtrails! Oh, you see those clouds in the sky? AKA chemtrails. They're coming to get you.
Do I need to go back to my desk?
Huh?
Do I need to go back to my desk?
No, you're good.
I'm not with them. I promise. I'm just a guest.
I didn't know
they were
doing
this. No, he's completely
involved.
Corey actually gave me all this information.
Yeah, he does our research. He's the computer
guy. This podcast was his idea.
Yeah. And he's like, expose as much as you can.
He walks in. He's like, ninjas are butterflies.
We're like, all right.
Write it down. This was 5 years ago, guys.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Speaking of 5 years ago, though, have you heard that we have an ad? We have an ad. Don't go anywhere.
Easy for you to say. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, I want to let you and everyone watching and listening know, listen, if you go to SundayCoolSwag.com, guess what? You can get all your ninjas or butterflies merch that you want, including these socks. Look at these cool socks.
Wow, those socks look so comfy and cool.
They're amazing. They're super soft, just like our t-shirts, and we got hats and everything you could possibly want for ninjas or butterflies or Cool Carl or Sunday Cool Swag. So go to SundayCoolSwag.com. Right, Josh?
Whoa. Andrew. Where's your shirt?
Got hot.
I dig it. Andy? Wow. Corey, what do you think?
You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this and you will find strength.
Wow.
Wow.
That was really wise.
Thank you for that.
Anyways, back to the show.
All right, Corey, tell us, tell everyone how your season went, your deer season. People are interested.
Man, are they?
Yeah, of course they are.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm interested, dude.
Not as great as I would have hoped, honestly.
What'd you get and where?
Zero deer in Georgia, which is where I hunted, I mean, every weekend. Every weekend from September 16th to November 10th, besides four or five weekends.
What's like,
of Christmas?
That's like 10 hours round trip, right?
And then two in Pennsylvania.
What do you figure? How long have you been at that lease?
This is my second year.
Okay, so in the last 2 years, like dollar per deer, how much have you spent?
You don't have to share if you don't want to.
No, I don't care. I spent a lot of thousands of dollars this year alone, and I think I calculated it. I have kind of like my rough estimate I spent divided by how many I personally shot. Then you want to divide it like you want per pound.
Nah, just per animal, per harvest.
Probably about $4,000 a deer.
See, I was hoping to be encouraged because I wanted to like convince my wife to let me get on a lease. You know, like just take grocery money and put it toward it. But
now, if very doable, like
how'd it go?
I was not in charge of my lease, so like we have restrictions, so. You can only shoot something like this old, mature.
Yep.
And then it's like, that's the only thing you go after all year, so you don't get anything until you break down at the end. And then, but What else am I going to do on the weekends?
Yeah, what else?
I mean, your kids, your wife.
Yeah, you left your kids and your wife every weekend for like they're hungry, 4 months, dude.
Yeah.
You know, I think I'm a true believer of self-sustainability.
Mm.
So it's, I'm there for them for 8 months, 7 months, but then the other 4 or 5 months, I need to see what they're made of.
Yeah. Okay, I got you. I got you.
Gretchen.
That's actually good parenting.
Gretchen, Toby, and
you got it.
You know it.
Colton.
Yep. Colton.
And
is that a question mark at the end of that?
No, I'm telling you. You guys are throwing me off.
You seem like you were about to add another one. Is there some news you have to share?
Gretchen's his wife.
Well, I said Gretchen.
Gretchen,
I said Toby,
my oldest. Oldest is Toby.
Colton,
4.
Yeah.
And then my 2-year-old, April 17th.
What's her name?
Jessica.
I can't even remember.
I just know it's not.
I'm sorry. I can't remember. I apologize.
Remember the names.
No, it just seemed
kids,
like you were unsure. So I trust you, Jessica, Toby.
You guys are all looking at me like I got the lie detector thing on me. Like, come on.
No, yeah, we're sorry.
It's my life.
My bad.
That ad was fun, right?
Yeah, I had a good time. I'm really glad Corey ended with that wisdom. That little punch of wisdom at the end was really nice.
Yeah.
I'm forever changed, bro. Thank you.
It was weird that you were shirtless the whole time, but
yeah.
It was weird.
You know, I had to follow your lead, so.
Right. Right. I mean, I only had to follow my lead. You had to follow my lead
because
I had to follow
Andrew's lead.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we were all shirtless. Yeah. It was super weird.
Apologies.
Yeah. But you know what time it is.
Question corner, question corner, question corner with Corey, where the questions are fresh on his mind.
Boom, boom. Do you have a question?
Yeah.
Oh, dope.
Yeah.
I was winging it.
I didn't prep you.
No, yeah. It's about animals.
All right.
Okay.
Perfect. Here
it's
we go.
It's a solid debate. Okay. So from an unnamed source, someone in this office, so if they're wrong, it's their fault. But we got on this topic of bald eagles.
Right.
Right. Do you think bald eagles are endangered?
Mm-mm.
They're not anymore.
Right.
But that also means they're not federally protected anymore.
Oh.
What are we feeling? Do you think
they aren't?
They are not.
They're not endangered.
Because they're not endangered, so they're just all those laws protecting bald eagles and everything?
That had never anything to do with it being our country's bird. Like our trademark, whatever that is. I don't know what the word is.
USA Eagle trademark.
Very, very low knowledge of this, but yeah, we got into conversation.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
sure.
Let's say I'm right.
Yeah. For sure. I didn't mean that. Yeah.
Let's say I'm right.
Yeah.
Do you think even though bald eagles are not endangered anymore, do you still think they should be federally protected as they were before when they were endangered?
Yes.
I think so. Because I feel like...
I feel like there's certain animals that you should protect.
Yeah. I mean, I think...
And an eagle seems like one of them.
And if you're going to have one animal represent your country, I think it would be like to make an exception for at least one. You have endangered species and then one, right? So, yeah, 100%. You have to.
I think they
can thought they were, though. I always thought they were, but...
I think they can look out for themselves.
Yeah?
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Would you eat one?
If I was hungry enough.
I would try it.
How hungry would you have to be? Like, I'm saying, like, are you like a survivalist or are you just saying like,
how long do they
don't want to drive to Taco Bell?
How long do they wait in the snow?
In
the snow plane, how long did they wait before they started eating?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, 6 days.
Yeah, probably about that long.
Jeez. Oh, and you're talking about that movie. Got it.
It was an attempt. It was an attempt.
These eagles are stuck in the snow or something?
It was an attempt at a callback, and I couldn't remember any of the details.
Yeah, I remember it was like if you shot an eagle, that's like 10 years in prison or something.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I heard that if you even have like an eagle feather, like that's like up to like 3 years in prison or something.
I have a buddy that lives on Lakeshore that he has two nests right above him, and like no joke, he would like have to be careful about moving this stuff in his yard, so he had to call the wildlife people and ask them, like, hey, like, is this cool? And they would have to come sometimes and
that's
pick things
silly.
Up. Because they had an egg that fell one time. And they're like, I am not touching this.
Dude, I would eat an eagle egg.
eagle omelet, dude?
Yeah.
Dude, how patriotic, man.
A poached eagle egg?
full on the protein, full on the freedom, babe.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that. Yeah. Yeah. Kind of on the related note, but separate. There's an animated movie that has an eagle in it. And it's about a guy. There's a little kid, but there's definitely an eagle in it. And it reminds me because the guy trapped the eagle. I don't know if you guys knew about that.
Are you talking about the rescuers down under?
That was a seagull.
No, there's an eagle or a hawk at the beginning that like has this big
thing. Oh no, that's Stuart Little.
No, Stuart Little's the one with the guy with the green hat, and he's like he has a shadow, and they go to like Neverland.
Oh no! That what you just said that is what's it called? It's Pinocchio.
No, it might be Rescuers Down Under. Yeah,
It's a seagull. Shut your mouth.
No, but they ride on a seagull, though.
At one point in the movie, no, Josh.
He's like one of the main characters.
No, he's not.
Yes, he literally is.
Barely.
No, not barely. He is. Barely. He's on the front cover. Is there a seagull on the front cover of that?
Okay, first of all, yes, it's a seagull, but you can't just say it's just because I said it was an eagle. I said Rescues Down Under. He's not the only bird in the movies, Josh.
No, it's a mouse.
No, that's Stuart Little.
No, the one down there. Oh, yeah, that's a bird.
Oh.
This is what we're talking about, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a mouse.
Oh, that's a weird looking one.
That's a, I'm, they t- have
I'm
two.
Thinking the one
they have
from
two.
The 90s.
Yeah, yeah, they, 1990. They have two. They have, yeah, 19, this yeah. was the 1990.
Yep.
Are you thinking of that? You thinking of that?
No.
I don't know what we're talking about, but this is what I was talking about. I should have known that because my kids love this movie.
Yeah.
But... Thanks for reminding me.
Oh.
Who loves it the most?
Jessica.
Mm.
Yeah.
Classic Jess.
Yes.
A little sweet two-year-old girl.
Blonde?
April 17th.
Blonde?
Redhead.
Redhead. Wow.
Can't believe I forgot that.
Mom's a blonde, mixed it up, you know, the gene pool thing.
Yeah.
You know.
That's cool. Hey, go in that cup real quick and pull out a piece of paper.
Oh, my question wasn't good enough.
No, that was great. A great question.
Okay. And Andrew has to show us something.
How many times do you have to fold this? Oh.
Less than seven.
That's true.
Coldplay.
Have we done that already? I'm singing Andrew has a real. Andrew has a real. Andrew has a real.
I was like, oh, I can't remember this melody at all.
Andrew has a real.
I already said it.
And he's gonna show us. Look
Wait, where'd
at
you send
this
it?
Reel.
Instagram.
That Andrew sent for us. Did Corey get it? No, because he sent it.
I sent it to him and the
Yeah, crew. I got it.
Figured I'd include
ready?
Lily.
Three, two,
wait.
One.
Okay.
New fear unlocked. Dude, okay.
Dude.
They don't stop?
Dude.
Dipped in.
What are you doing?
And then the flipping sail catches.
Bro.
They're just dragging them underwater, dude.
You know, someone died of doing this? That exact
I don't doubt
same
it.
Thing happened?
Dude, that's so scary. How mad would you be if that was those your kids?
Dude,
you like you're like you just like paid for like a like excursion or something
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Those are some of the like if you're a reputable, you know, parasail company owner, I exclude you from this. But there's so many sketchy ones. Like when, you know, Florida storms will show up in 15 minutes. Back home in like Panama City, there was an actual incident where you could see storms out over the Gulf, but these guys were like, we got time to make a quick buck and do a quick little tour, and literally someone got stuck and they were bringing out other like boats trying to try to winch this person in. And they literally, you can just see the boat struggling to pull it in. All of them like panicking, this dude just floating, and then the line snaps.
I saw that.
Yep.
That was back in your place?
Panama City. So dude, it's like an hour away.
Did you see that?
No.
This dude was just
scary.
Floating away.
That what do you do
he
then?
He went over the condos.
Yeah.
Cause you can't control when you're skydiving or whatever.
And that dude, even if you could, probably has no idea how to like do that. So you're just like, we'll see where
there's
we land.
There's certain things where it's like when I went snowboarding, I was like, this is a risk I probably shouldn't be taking. Because, yeah. like, no joke, like, it's just, like, it's just not worth it at this point in your life. Like, sometimes it's just not worth it. That seems like one of them. Because I saw one of these excursion places where the guy was actually running, holding up the parachute with the guy that was riding, and he jumps on and hangs on with him. And he's like, awkwardly riding right next to him. You're like,
yeah.
What are you doing?
Dude, it was crazy.
Next, man.
Oh, but speaking of parasailing.
Yeah?
Did you see how the moon is rusting?
What? I've heard about it.
Yeah. So there's this kid that took like the most,
super high quality.
The most high quality picture of the moon ever taken. And it was like over like 2,000 images that he combined of like taking sections of the moon. And you can clearly see that the moon is rusting.
Okay.
And then I went on to, or I saw this on NASA on their website, and the article said, while the moon is airless, research indicates the presence of hematite, a form of rust that normally requires oxygen and water. This has scientists puzzled.
Huh.
Do you know what the word hematite?
Helium.
No.
Hematite is a name that is derived from the Greek word meaning blood.
Like hemoglobin.
So we're going to go a little
callback to
the Bible.
All right.
This is in Joel.
I'm going to act like I know where you're going with this. I'm still like, this is
Joel
crazy.
Joel 2, 31 through 32, verses 31 through 32.
Okay.
It says, the sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls in the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be those who escape, as the Lord has said, and among the survivors shall be those whom the Lord calls.
That's weird. That's weird. So what is, like, is that type of thing on our Earth? So we know it on Earth, right? That's the same, like, chemical or whatever that is?
Yeah. So it's observed on Earth.
Okay.
But the term hematite, it's a type of whatever rusting that only occurs with this certain mineral,
dude,
water and oxygen. But the moon is literally doing that right now. And scientists do not know why.
Yeah. Think about when Joel was written too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's weird, man.
Yeah.
For those of us who don't know, our viewers, do you want to give a little bit of the Joel? When was Joel written?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. It had to have been, I mean, like, this is
Old Testament.
This is, B.C., so I don't know. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was testing you.
I failed.
But no, I mean, it's throughout scripture of just like the moon turning to blood and like, what does that mean? Because they have like the blood moon, right?
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, that's going to happen on this day. But the word, so like the Bible, it was ultimately translated into Greek at one point, right? And the Greek word for blood is hematite. And which is the same word that they use for this rust.
Yeah.
And so it's like,
why?
The moon is literally has hematite on it, which is the rust. Hematite means blood. And it's just like,
yeah,
that's weird. Here it comes, baby. It's all going to end soon. See you better.
End times is coming, my friends. Is that true? I mean, like, I don't know. That's the tough thing.
Okay, I mean, there's been, I've thought about this a lot of just like throughout history, like really terrible things have happened. Like, could you imagine like World War II, like all the devastating things that were happening? You're like, dude, the end is near.
Yeah.
The end is near.
Yeah.
It feels a little different this time.
It definitely does. Because I mean, do you think just about the advances in the technology to now and like just the amount of just trouble that's in this world, like absolute just like mayhem.
Yeah.
And it's just getting worse. And it's I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard to see like how could it get crazier, because like there's things that we're dealing with now that in 20 years from now, like we would try and travel back and said, hey, this is what we're going to be dealing with in 2024. They'd be like, you're insane. That's not even possible.
This sounds really morbid.
Okay.
But my entire life, I've always just known that I'm never going to be an old man.
That is soup, dude.
Not that I'm
going to. Don't say that.
No, but like that, something's like, like Jesus is going to come back before like I become an old man.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine if that's your belief. But you're like, I'm gonna die before I become an old man,
dude. Because I'm telling you that time period in high school where I was having these like crazy dreams, dude. I had one where Jesus came back, and like there's trumpets, and like the sky just went light.
Yeah,
I'm like, he's coming back. And so like when I woke up, I'm like, yeah, I'm not gonna be an old man.
Yeah. That is scary.
I told you it's gonna be a little morbid,
but
it'll be heavy.
It's like we are all gonna be at that point in our life where we face that, and so it's like it's a hard thing to, I don't know, just pass over like or don't talk about or just like not even notice the significance of it. But yeah.
I by no means am calling you a prophet in this, but in that same.
Don't call me that.
I'm not. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, let's just be clear. This is just fun. But you go a few verses up, and that's where you get the your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And then the outline of that usage in the original language is like an oracle or a prophecy.
Ninjas are butterflies, baby.
Bada boom, bada bang.
You all right?
I mean, every time I come on this podcast, dude, you just got me thinking.
What are you thinking?
My palms are sweating.
Yeah, what are you thinking?
Knees weak, arms.
I was about to say I'm proud of you for not.
I mean, I can't. You say all these things and it's like.
Lily hates it, by the way.
Like,
she's like, could stuff. You just yeah. talk about puppies or they, something?
It makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Like when you relate it back, it just makes so much sense. Like, you really portray a good story, and it's like, maybe be bad at telling stories, man. I'm going to think about this while I drive home.
Well, I mean, a little bit of a connection to this, and, like, I'm not going to read the thing because it's super long, but there is that movie that came out, I think, a year ago called Padre Pio. Mm-hmm. So, St. Padre Pio.
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, and starring Shia LaBeouf. I watched the thing, and I'm just like, that's not great. Like, they didn't really focus on Padre Pio as a whole, because Padre Pio was, like, a really awesome dude. There's some stuff that makes me kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know? One thing they said why he's a saint is because of all these miracles that he was able to perform. One of them was biolocational. So he could be in two places at once. And you think of, like, who was it that baptized the eunuch? The Ethiopian.
Yeah. Golly. I literally just, yeah, we just talked
anyways,
about it.
But like of how he Philip? Was like caught up. Maybe. But Padre Pio, he had this prophecy. I use that term very loosely because. Yeah.
Claimed prophecy.
Yeah. Because he was, and this is where I got a little bit of a hiccup. Because he was literally speaking on behalf of Jesus. Like, yeah. Thus says me, the Lord, Jesus. And so I'm just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't know, you know? And so just, yeah, when you read this stuff, be praying for discernment with this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But he talks about these 3 days of darkness that is going to come right before the Lord comes. And it was one of the most terrifying things I've ever read. And, like, it shook me. And I'm like, yo, if this is not real, it's really specific.
Yeah, yeah.
But I called Brennan, my cousin Brennan, who is a brother in the Catholic Church. And I was just asking him about Padre Pio. And he's like, I don't know too much about him, you know. He said, but I did meet one of his – or hung out with one of his disciples at the time. And Brennan's like, this dude was like one of the most holy men I've ever met. Like, he was just pure, loved Jesus, all this stuff. And so you kind of have to balance it a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
But one thing that he said that, so he talks about these 3 days of darkness and the Lord being basically fed up with the sins of man. Like, it's like kind of hit the breaking point. And he urges everyone, all the believers, to barricade themselves inside, close their windows, shut their doors, and don't exit the house for 3 days because, and he like says, fire will rain down. There'll be poisonous gases, all this stuff. I'm like, that kind of sounds like a nuclear fallout a little bit, you know? Don't know. But he said, he said, the war of 1950 shall be the introduction to these things. I'm like, the war of 1950, what is that? That was the start of the Korean War. So it was a separation of North Korea and South Korea. And if you know anything about North Korea,
yeah,
they got the bombs, you know? I don't know where I was going with this. Very dark stuff.
No,
but I just wanted to figure it out.
I was just like with the moon rust thing and like just happened to stumble across this Padre Pio thing.
I'll give my response in like two perspectives. Like the Bible does say, you know, old men will, you know, dream dreams, young men will see visions. So we know that there is something along those lines that is going to happen. But also when you look at like the history of our faith and like I lean reformed and there's like sola scriptura, like in scripture alone in scripture is enough. So anytime we have like addition to like canon, which would be potentially further or different than what already exists in scripture. And like you said, I'm not saying you weren't saying it, but it's like, I just want to like sit there and marinate and like process.
Yeah.
What does that change for us?
Yeah.
Does it change anything?
Yeah. I don't know.
It's like, we're not supposed to have a spirit of fear.
No.
So if it's inciting fear.
No, but there's a readiness, you know, like being prepared and not falling asleep.
What does that look like? What does being prepared for that look like?
Watching Ninjas or Butterflies. No, I'm totally joking.
I think it's not almost a readiness is almost if you're a believer, then that means do what you can to fulfill what you believe your calling is. And so like, and
that's good.
And if that's the Great Commission, then that's your readiness to do that every day.
Yep.
You know, and it's the what's his face? Live like you were dying.
Tim McGraw.
That's what you should be doing. If we're thinking that the end is near.
Yeah.
Kind of live your life like the end is near, you know? Like,
yeah. You got to have that mentality.
But if it doesn't happen,
part of the mentality.
Then your life was like, as believers, you're pursuing Christ and you're spreading the gospel and you're loving your enemies and you're loving everyone, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone. I don't know. Heavy stuff, dude. Heavy stuff. Hey, look right here.
Hey, look at what I can do.
Look.
Oh, look at that. What is that?
Look.
Is that a little penguin or something?
It's a little penguin.
Aw.
And look.
Oh, look at that. It's a little kitten.
Little kitty.
Oh, that is super cute.
That makes me feel better.
So the Tucker Putin interview that happened recently.
That was good prep work.
Let's dive into it. Dude, wild.
Dude, this is a wild thing that's happening.
And I don't, let's say it up front. Anyone who talks, free speech should be celebrated in America, especially if it's something that helps inform other people. I don't know Tucker Carlson. I've never watched any of his stuff. But it's like you get a chance to speak to a world leader who's very dangerous, and you hopefully get to see a mindset. It's like on Mindhunter, how they said, hey, we want to go interview these serial killers or something, you know, so we can learn about them. It's like, whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, it's helpful just,
it's
information.
Journalism,
and it's dangerous.
He's involved in something that the U.S. is involved in as well, which is funding weaponry and stuff for Ukraine.
Yeah.
Russia is fighting Ukraine. So it's like, let's hear what this guy has to say. Because in fact, it was like Barbara Streisand, I think. She interviewed Fidel Castro during the Cold War era.
That's
right. So it's just like it's a common thing for journalists to interview and hear the side, even if it's wrong, or if it's full of propaganda.
It's just like that Channel 5 News guy. It's like that guy went into a little crack house and literally could have been killed at any time, and it's like the respect is given there and you learn a lot from it.
It's only fair because the saying is there's two sides to the story, right? Yep. And I listened to a good amount of the interview, and it's like it was really confusing, and like Vladimir Putin was just kind of like rambling on a lot, and there seemed to be like a lot of propaganda pieces within it.
Yeah.
But he did say some stuff that I didn't know about the U.S., like the fact that he has had no contact with our president since 2022.
Yeah.
So 2 years.
So he says.
So he says.
And that's the thing. It's like, so like, it is, the but it's nice to hear both sides though.
Yeah.
Like that's the dangerous thing is when we only get that echo chamber, we only listen to, you know, you don't want to ever be that. It's like, there's nothing against our country or anything. It's like, but like we want to know, like, I would love to know the people's perception of America. Well, if I could have that constant, you know, if I need that.
And too, like you have to look at the interview is it's the opportunity to capture information and portray information. I'd liken it to taking a picture. If something was happening in front of you and you were like, this would be good information to share, snap the picture. And so essentially doing an interview is like, I'm just going to take a picture. Do with that information what you will.
Tucker, I really appreciated some of his questions he asked. They were like, I would have been terrified to ask them, literally sitting in the Kremlin in Russia.
Dude, yeah.
There's one part where he urged Putin to free an American journalist that has been in prison in Russia for like 4 years or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. I can't remember.
And then Putin's like, well, he's done this, and he's like, he's a 32-year-old kid. He's not a spy. He's a journalist.
Yeah.
And then Putin's like, basically, then he's like, I'll think about it. And then Tucker said, I really hope you let him free.
Yeah, so that was the last thing he said to him. He's like, I hope you let him go.
I'm like, yo.
Dude, like, and so like,
has anyone seen him since? Crazy. Is he back?
No, he's done some post interviews, but people were just ragging on him. And it's like, listen, no matter political stuff aside, it's like journalism, it's history. Like Putin is a huge part of world history.
Yeah.
And it's like the fact that we can interview him and get his stuff on record and stuff like that. Like what?
This movie? There's just what is this movie?
I don't know. It's the same playlist.
Little Asian boy's butt. Just he was like falling and he caught his pants.
This is the Jet Li movie. I don't know.
This boy was falling and the guy caught his pants and it's just showing his little butt. And so I couldn't.
It's a fighting dragon.
I kept on going like.
I was like, what am I saying?
It's so funny.
I thought you were looking at me. I was trying to figure out what you were listening to.
It was the most distracting thing ever. Speaking of Moon. I think it's so important to. We just got to get back to like real journalism.
Yeah.
Instead of these like.
It's exciting stuff that we're seeing more of it now, though. That's the cool thing. It's like, I mean, with Shane Gillis being on SNL now, there's definitely a shift in the culture.
I think people were just fed up with the monotony of being fed information that is all the same.
Yeah. And also being angry all the time and confused. Like, it's just like, okay, now we just need to figure out, like, what are the facts? What's happening? And I can make up my own mind now.
Yeah. What do you think?
Corey hasn't talked in 30 minutes.
Well, one thing I do appreciate about it is Tucker Carlson not necessarily being associated with a major news network.
Yeah.
So he's kind of like an independent freelance. So like no one's telling him what to do and what to say.
Yeah. How's he making money? Is it probably sponsors and stuff like that?
You can sponsors on his and podcast.
Monetization. Monetization.
But I appreciate that because I feel like that's more authentic than like a CNN or Fox News person going over there.
Yeah.
But you take it with a grain of salt, right? Like, you get good information, you know, you kind of try and parse it out, like, yourself.
Yeah.
But, like, I wonder if it was this is going to sound dumb, but
this whole podcast is dumb, so.
The movie, The Interview with Seth Rogen and James Franco, like, they go over there and interview the guy, and when they get there, they're like, this is what you're asking him.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know if it was.
How much
of like that? How do you know if they were just like, I want you to ask if he'll let that guy free?
I would hope.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like that kind of situation.
I would hope that he was firm in like, I'm going to ask him tough questions. And they definitely had to have read the questions before.
Totally.
Right. Right. Yeah. And I think that's why he was like rambling on about like the history of Russia and stuff for like an hour.
Yeah.
It was just kind of like, going to try to sway the conversation a little bit, but I mean because you don't know, you know,
but I did appreciate it. I think that was no one's ever done that. That was the most I've heard him and of him and like how it actually is from his point of view. So
and it's like anybody having contact with any world leader should be a good thing, especially if they're in like the limelight and they're respectable and you know, good person. Like, that's the thing. Like, because Putin said, he said Bush, he had a great relationship with Bush and stuff like that. And so it's like, There's been contact. So it's like, what's wrong with having contact?
Yeah.
I don't know. It feels weird.
You might have to cut this out. But, you know, like, everyone's like, oh, Putin's evil. Putin's a terrible guy. Is he a terrible guy? Or is he just doing, like, or is he just trying to serve his country the best he knows how? Just like our leaders are trying to serve our country the best we know how. Like, is he like an evil, terrible person? Or
I would say, I don't want to call him evil or whatever, but his track record is not super.
Right.
One, working for the KGB for the Soviet Union. I think he's trying to introduce, don't know a lot about politics, all that stuff. I think he's just trying to recreate the Soviet Union. That's why part of it is taking over Ukraine.
I don't know a lot about it. I was just kind of like, you know, someone who doesn't know.
That's what
about
we've talked about so many times. Is just like, are we fed propaganda to make our view on somebody or a country or whatever?
Yeah.
Is it different because we're, without even knowing, fed propaganda to persuade us? Either way, you know.
I'm not saying it is, but it's like, it's just hard to know. Like, how do we know?
But there are some hard facts with
that's just like
Vladdy. Yeah. There's just like that's not awesome.
Yeah, and that's the cool thing about journalism. Like, it's like things like that. Like, it helps us learn more about it. Like, and understand. Like, oh wow, this guy is off his rocker or whatever. You know, what I mean? Like, it's, you know. Hey, go America.
Hey, go America.
USA. USA. He's not saying it. Trust him. Spies.
Protect the bald eagles. I'm the one who brought up the bald eagle.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You're right.
I saw this other video of this scientist who has come up with a way to start reversing the effects of climate change.
Okay.
Of, like, cooling down the earth. And it's like, don't do this.
Okay.
He like figured out the math, everything that we have to do, right? It sounds like a kid would come up with this.
Yeah.
You send this multiple craft into space, right? And you basically make a giant shade sail in between the earth and the sun. And so, like, it literally is shading the earth to where it will cool down the planet. And, but this thing, it has to be like something 100 million miles wide or something.
Yeah.
And it's like,
and made of what?
I don't know.
How do we get it there?
But also think, like,
what are we doing?
Hey, maybe we shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I don't know. You don't want to shade the entire earth for, yeah, like, it just seems like it's going to,
it's not even the sunlight. It's like the UV rays or something. It's like the atmosphere, like the invisible layers just not there.
Yeah, yeah, keep talking.
I don't know.
Like, I don't want sunglasses on all the time. I can promise you that.
A picture of this thing.
Imagine that, just like in the morning, you just see like these shades like slowly turning, like somebody's like, but just they're in space and just like the lights peeking through. Like, can you turn off the blinds and just like you can crank it down?
We live in Florida. It's going to be negative 37 degrees.
We're going to all die, dude. Everyone's dead.
Okay, wait. Look at that. It's literally,
that's insane.
You see this?
It just looks like one of those paper things you used to have in middle school. Like, say a number. Yeah.
The origami.
Yeah.
Dude, that,
what a ridiculous idea.
But also, like, what about crops and stuff? With, like, you need sun to grow crops.
Yeah, but it's probably like, only allowing in, like, it's allowing in the amount we need instead of the amount.
I guess, but yeah. I don't know, man. Well,
that's why they're making food in a lab.
Hey, but A for effort.
Good idea, pal. We're going to put it right up here on the fridge.
You want to put a shade sail in space.
That's such a good idea.
I know. It's the best idea I've ever had.
I want to build sunglasses for the Earth.
Okay. We create a giant tube of sunscreen, and we coat the entire Earth with it.
That'd be good. Great.
That's good.
That's a really good idea. What, did we take one of those bombs and we just put sunscreen inside of it? Okay, pal. Very good.
This podcast, I told you, I was worried that I was going to add a mood to it.
I love it.
All right.
I'm down for it. Corey, do you have something that you want to share?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Something a little brighter.
Hit us.
Something a little positive.
Brighter than the sun?
Dang.
Black hole sun.
I'm going to
come.
I'm going to decide.
Wash away the rain, black ocean. Won't you come? Won't you come?
I don't know that song, but I appreciated that. Kind of got me ready. Okay. I'm going to decide. So, UK's first retirement home for bees opens.
Bees? Like buzz?
Buzz. Honey bees. Unbelievable.
You but wrote this?
No, I'm reading
it. Okay, I was going to say.
but they had that part in it.
Got it.
But true. Created by flying flowers, bees visiting the honeysuckle bee retirement home can look forward to getting some rest and rejuvenation with facilities like recreational areas that are surrounded with pollen-filled flowers, a sugar water foundation, and even mini armchairs. Yes, really.
Was that fountain or foundation?
Foundation.
Wonder what that is.
With bee numbers decreasing worldwide, we're sure this will be a great inspiration for others to create their own bee havens. A lot of puns going on. But it fired me up, bro. Like, dude. That's awesome. Mini chairs.
That's pretty cute. I hope they have, like, cameras that we can, like, tune in and, like, go on the internet and just, like, watch them.
I did zero research into that. I just...
This is like a little bee spa.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah.
Should we...
What if you could, like, volunteer to do bee massages or something?
Should we do that? Outside the compound? Just open up our own little...
I think if sanctuary. Anyone's going to do it Sunday, cool. Should. Yeah. So.
That would be cool to have, like, a little sanctuary.
Yeah.
Bees are one of the most important things on this earth.
No, yeah. Without them, we die.
Yeah, I read somewhere a long time ago, because I had a dream that all the bees died.
Okay.
But if bees died, we would have, like, 3 to 5 years. Because, like, the pollinate... Have you seen the bee movie?
Never.
Jerry Seinfeld?
Never.
No.
They show it.
That's scary.
Yeah. Everything dies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of insects that are dying at a rapid rate, like on that Reddit thread that I showed you the other day. Like,
oh, yeah.
Things that everyone should know about, but it's a big deal. And it's one of the things is like insects are dying like at a huge rate right now. It's weird.
Huge rate.
Right, yeah, that's right.
Dude, I didn't mow my lawn for quite a while. And it was crazy how many little flowers took over the yard. And then bees literally just had a ton of bees start coming to the house. And
that's awesome, though.
I told my wife, I was like, I'm not mowing I'm not mowing the lawn because I care about the bees.
Yeah, you want to save the environment, dude.
Yeah.
Protect the bees, please.
There was like a huge, huge movement among a group of people that was like anti-cut your lawn, like be natural, like
bees live matter.
But like in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah, like have you heard of that? They were like,
yeah, I mean, it's just
they
like
were
the whole
anti-manicure.
I mean, that's
the nature.
I mean, it's a thing. It is actually good for like keeping certain things alive. It's also good for rats living.
Yeah.
And being able to get up to the side of your house.
Yeah.
So I compromised. I have a little row that I don't mow where I let some flowers grow.
Nice.
So they still got their spot.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, I don't have rats getting into my
home. I bring the bee nest inside my home, like inside my my daughter's room.
I just
have like two red hornet's nests just because I care about the environment.
I just covered my yard with concrete.
I burnt all my trees down.
Hey, speaking of hippies, have you guys heard what's going on in the Ocala National Forest?
With the rainbow people?
Yep.
What happened?
No, what happened?
They're actually like starting to like loot campsites and stuff. Like some of the four-wheel groups I'm in, people are like, hey, don't camp here. Like got my stuff stolen last night.
If I woke up and found a hippie hanging over my tent.
But like all the comments were like,
punch a hippie.
I'd punch a hippie in a second.
Get out of here, hippie.
There's a ton of comments saying like literally saw them like cutting trees down, like closing roads and stuff, keeping people out.
We talked to someone... hit us up when we talked about the rainbow people.
Yeah.
You know the rainbow people?
No.
Oh, you should go hunting in the rainbow forest.
We talked about, it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But it's a group of hippies that live in the Ocala National Forest.
Okay.
And there's stories of them killing people. Like one with like dudes that do motocross through the Ocala National Forest, like of hanging up wire and these guys hit it and I, you know,
I could see that happening.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I could see that happening. Maybe again, not like the razor wire, like yeah. cutting the dude's head off, but like certainly just like getting him. Like I could crazy. See that.
But there was someone that reached out to us when we talked about that, and they have a ministry group to where they go in and minister to the rainbow people.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I met the guy.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's where it came from.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I was like, I
didn't know. I do not want to volunteer for that group. That would be so scary.
He said there's a lot of rumors that circulate. And you got to figure if you have a big community. Yeah. You have hippies and homeless people. And amongst a group of people, there's got to be.
And Ocala is known for the most hardcore rednecks ever. Right. So it's like if you have a very opposite opposing force of a flower child, they're going to like, you know, these hippies are killing us.
Those you know? Long-haired hippies. Get them out of here. I'm sick even thinking about it.
Oh.
We'd probably be all right, though. They, like, took over a campsite. We'd just start walking around with them.
It'd be a great pod.
Dude, next week.
Look at you in tie-dye right now.
Are you a hippie?
Oh, no.
Get them out of here. Next week, I want to talk about this Bigfoot audio recording.
Yeah.
That apparently a lot of people know about, but I just listened to it yesterday. I'm like, this is the scariest thing I've ever listened to.
The one on, what's it called?
Haunted Cosmos.
Yeah. The one Alan told us about?
Yeah.
Shout out Beavers.
Yeah.
Thanks, Beavs.
Sorry, guys, if this was...
I'm so sad.
The darkest thing. Mr. Bean. We didn't talk about Mr. Bean.
Real quick, look at this.
Oh, I actually don't like sloths. I think they're the scariest thing.
What about that?
That is cute. Look at that little piggy. That little piggy. Oh,
like
oink oink.
So cute.
Isn't that fun, guys?
You know, they become feral in like a matter of weeks and actually start growing.
All right, Andrew, like, come on.
Yeah, we know. Stop. We killed one. Episode, I don't know, whatever.
Mr. Bean is an alien.
What?
Mr. Bean is an alien? No, he's not.
Yep.
What are you talking about?
I saw his TikTok. You know, like how he like never knows how to interact with people? He's like mimicking people, and like he's always like dressed the same.
Okay, you're talking about the character,
the character, Mr. Bean, the character, Mr. Bean.
So you're saying, okay, cool.
Yeah, at the beginning, there's one episode where he's sitting next to another Mr. Bean, dressed the exact same way.
Yeah,
but if you go watch the intro of that show, there's a light beam, and he falls down.
And that's how it starts.
That's how Mr. Bean comes to Earth. And he's trying to become and act like a human.
I didn't know that. So it's obvious from the very get-go?
I apparently.
Golly.
Yeah.
I've never heard that. My kids love Mr. Bean.
Yeah, he's very funny.
He's the best.
Yeah.
Do you remember watching his thing at the Olympics? Did you ever see his when they did it in London? He did the opening song. He was there.
Oh, yeah,
The Chariots of Fire one.
It was
so funny.
That is good.
It's a good YouTube.
Hey, but I got something else to talk about on our Patreon episode.
Patreon? Is that where everywhere has like really exclusive content?
Yeah. Wow. Basically an extra episode.
Every week?
Every week.
What about other things?
Other things too. You like when we have like
early access,
discounts on merch.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Where in there's sometimes where we watch a movie and we film it and get reactions and it's really fun to interact with everyone there.
But now I can't remember where you told me to go get it.
Patreon.com/ninjas or butterflies.
Oh.
Yeah. Again, yeah. I'm sorry for, I feel like everyone's just kind of
It's a weird day. It's Friday.
It was
it's
a long the end week. Of the day. I'm just tired.
Long week. Yeah. Lily's not here.
Yeah.
Corey is too much to look at. It distracts everybody.
If Lily was here, she would have put an end to the conversation pretty abruptly.
Yeah, it would have been like
halfway. Stop talking about this! Enough, Josh! I'm scared!
Joshua!
Corey, give us your best what?
What and like what?
Like how Lily
would.
How does Lily do it?
She goes like...
Real high-pitched.
What? What?
That was good. That was actually real.
Very good. Guys, make sure to give us a review.
On Five stars everywhere, baby.
Subscribe to our YouTube. Now that we hit 1 million, we're going for 10 million, baby.
Come on.
Yeah.
Bring it home.
SundayCoolSwag.com to get all your ninjas or butterfly merch. Please do it.
Please.
Because
I scratched my throat when I screamed.
Easy.
Dude, just get our merch.
Please. We love you guys.
Love you.
Thanks for watching.
Bye.
See you later. Thanks, Corey. Appreciate you.
Hey, thanks, guys.
My daddy served in the spare.
No, sorry, I was going with the original.
That's all right. My daddy served in the Space Force and is a really good spy. He killed the aliens and robots and shot them in the eyes.
I don't know the words I'm singing, but I know I do.
Because ninjas are butterflies and they do.
What you doing on a plane like this? And we're gonna shoot you into a black hole of mist. Poop will fly, and it's definitely gonna smell. When you hear the entire world saying farewell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. All brought to the courtesy of the pee pee poo poo.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most beautiful creatures.
Has it empty your mind?
You were martial arts.
Talk ninjas on
deck!
Oh, this half episode.
That's Patreon. Patreon.
Oh, can't open this one. It's on Patreon. You have to go to patreon.com, check it out. Don't see.
But what we do have is a card that says the baby shower.
No way!
Yep. Here, read that.
Dear Sunday Cool, my husband is an aspiring girl dad. Andy and Josh are his role models. Nice. We listen to your podcast every week and would love if you could come attend our baby shower. Now hear me out. We have sick raffles and free food. I'm in. If that doesn't sound enough, Massachusetts is the most haunted state in America. Please visit us. Visit us. P.S. We love Jesus. And P.P.P.S. It's our first baby.
What's this?
What's the date?
The date is March 1st, 2024, or RSVP by then.
Imagine if we just showed up, like, in full diapers.
Wait a second. Okay, everyone, take this and go buy everything in the registry. Everyone just go buy one thing, even if it's small. And
please
complete the list, please.
Let's be that podcast.
Come on.
That's sick.
Let's get these guys, baby girl, their stuff.
I'll buy something off of it for sure.
Yeah, I don't know how it works. I thought there would be a link, but I guess you,
no,
you just
go
on it. Go
to target.com and you type in Jake and Shy's baby registry.
All right, yeah. Go do it. Patreon, go follow us there. Because we're about to do more stuff. Okay, bye.
Boom.